This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome into the Ciroc Point after the Saints lose 21-14 to the LA Rams. Tough one for the black and gold Cajun Cannon. Talk to Deuce a little about the missed opportunities for them in the red zone and just overall disappointing finish to what should have been a very winnable game for them.
Well, I don't know. We can't finish. I mean, that's the NFL. Well, we are what I think we are. You know, we lost, what did you lose, like seven games in a row?
Oh, yeah.
We're not that bad, but we're not necessarily amongst the elite. We're kind of, I think, at our best. I said this in the pregame. I think we're 8-9, 9-8 type team. You can't say exactly 500, so that's hovering around 500 because you're playing 17 games. But, okay, when you get in the red zone, you got to score. And what's frustrating is that we've been – you know, majority of the season, we've been like a top 10 red zone offense and defense. Well, not so fast today. They were 3 of 300%, and we were 0 of 2. Well, and we lost by 7 points. That's the difference in the game. What do you do in the red zone? And I'm talking about getting touchdowns. This is not like getting in the red zone and get a field goal or whatever. But, I mean, it just seems like, boy, it was like, we were like in quicksand. We couldn't really get anywhere. The impressive play was Valdez-Scantling. Derek Carr was very accurate, and he dropped it in the well. But again, I'm going to look at the offense first. You can't be in the 30s on third down on offense. You can't be converting anything 30-some percent. If you really click in offensively, you got to be – I'm not saying you got to be Drew Brees-like when we had – led the league like 54-55%. I remember one year we led the NFL, and we were 48.5%, and it's hard to do. But that's what you have to do when you're really controlling the ebb and flow of a game. And we had the ball 5 minutes more than the Rams when all said and done. And then you look at the first half, it was almost 2-1. We basically had the ball 19 minutes, and they had it like 11. So just how the game transpired and what was coming around, you know what we still can't do? We still can't stop the run. You know how we wanted to get better with the run and who you sign and all that? Brian Brzee, I think, is outstanding as far as getting after the passer. He can rush the passer. He ended up coming up with a sack today, but he only had a tackle. You know, he had a couple of quarterback hurries. The tackle fell loss. Don't you see, like when they were running the ball, it's like a wave. It's like, oh, are we going to stop him? But by the time we stop him, he already gained 4 or 5 yards. So, you know, did you watch the Eagles play the Rams, how they're getting stuffed? I mean, that to me, I don't know what we're going to do in the draft and all. I still think we got to address in the middle and it just stopping the run first. And the reason why I say that, because, again, this is not an opinion. We gave up 5.5 yards a run today on 29 carries. If I'm playing the Saints, I'm the Giants. The Giants aren't very good. But I think they're going to run the ball high 20s or low 30s for sure. But still, coming into the game, we gave up 5 yards a carry. So now we gave up 5.5. So that then surprised me. Again, you look not so good in third down. We were 5 of 15, 33%. No, you might think it doesn't make a difference. If we're not 8 for 15, we need to be 7 of 15. It's amazing when you look at those percentages when all comes about. Now, I think we're not good enough to be able to win the turnover battle. We need every advantage we can get. And we still plus 2. Well, the Rams were plus 3 coming into the game. We're a plus 2. Well, we're still the same. There's no turnovers. You very seldom see a game in the NFL. I mean, somebody didn't fumble or throw an interception. No, there was no turnovers. And I think the way we structure right now, we need to have takeaways. You know how we almost beat the Eagles? You look at that game, and we should have, would have, could have, should have. Remember, they had to score a touchdown at the end. Then we have 3 takeaways that game, and we still lost, but that gave us a fighting chance. So I think that's the way we structured right now. Now, if I look in history, I don't know, the fans want to cheer. They want to be loud and proud. But this even goes back to Tulane Stadium and the Superdome. We do not have a winning record at home against the Rams. And this is the team we played the second most, only behind Atlanta. You know, I said that in the pregame. We've now played the Rams 70. No, Atlanta we played 112 times. We've now played the Rams 78 times. Well, our record is now 34 wins, 44 losses. Even when I was playing, I remember we had more success in Anaheim. I don't know what it is in the Dome, but you look at home, counting Tulane Stadium, we have 18 wins, 21 losses. Coming into the game, we're 15-15. Now in the Dome against the Rams, we're 15-16. And Bobby, I know, you tell me, Bob, we got cheated in the NOLA no call. I know that was to go to the Super Bowl. But all those other games, come on, we can't be playing in the Caesars Superdome, in the Superdome, and have a losing record against anybody. You truly have to have that, you know, that don't feel advantage. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
And I don't know, he's kind of sexy. You know who definitely has our number? Now, he took over the Rams 7 years ago. Sean McVay is now 5-2 against the Saints. You know, I mean, you know how everyone perceives, oh, that's a young up-and-coming coach. That's the kind of coach we need for the Saints.
Sure.
You know, offensive mind, great offensive mind. You know, you took a look at all that. Well, he's 5-2 against the Saints. Now, looking at has to change, and Coach Rizzi said this, you know, how you finish games. In one-score games, we're like 1-4. No, if you're a winner and you're amongst the best going to playoffs, you know what? In one-score games, I'm not saying you got to be 5-0, but we need to be like 4-1 instead of 1-4. That's the difference. And I don't know. I think Tampa Bay might end up beating Carolina at the end.
They did end up winning, pulling it out in overtime.
But just look, Atlanta's falling on their face.
For sure.
But we didn't take advantage of this opportunity. Come on. If we beat the Giants, so what? The Giants are sorry. We should beat the Giants. The Giants
right,
are.
So you better beat the Giants.
Yeah, kind of like you know, dysfunctional. But who knows? Look at the Raiders. They're sorry, too. And then you look at the Chiefs game, how it goes. It's just the NFL.
They lost to the Panthers, so anything's possible.
Yeah, yeah. So when you look at what's going to come about, it's very frustrating. And, you know, like closing out games, finishing games. Just to go to show you, this is beyond Rizzi, Coach Rizzi. During the team's, I said this in the pregame, during the team's seven-game losing streak, the Saints either led or was within one score at the start of the fourth quarter. Okay, how you finish? And let me talk about the last 4 minutes. Fourth quarter, okay, where are we at? To me, I think the last time we played the Giants, now he ain't the quarterback no more. Remember we were winning by 11 points with 8 minutes left? In the dome when we lost, Daniel
Disgusting.
Jones.
Right.
We made Daniel
Jones. To Saquon.
Daniel Jones. Yeah, but they both ain't there no more.
Right.
We made Daniel Jones look like he was all pro that game. But if you look at it, we either had the lead or was within one score to start the fourth quarter in 6 of those 7 losses. And as I always say this, you heard a 4-minute offense or defense. I mean, that's the difference in winning in the NFL, finishing games and dictating the outcome. Right now, we are not dictating the outcome. So that's why I think right now, listen, we're not so terrible. Like, you know who's really dysfunctional? You watch them on Thanksgiving. Remember I told you 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired. I think we had 3 right now. The Bears. What's my bad clock manager? What the hell they were doing at the end of that Lions game? So I'm just telling you, I don't think we're not that bad. But we're not. It's kind of, you never. We kind of. We're not hot or we cold. We're not cold. We're like middle of the pack. And what that's going to get you? 8-9, 9-8. So I'd be interested to see what's going to happen. Down the road. And you know, you look at the schedule. It's favorable, but Atlanta losing. But they got to play the Giants. I think they play the Raiders too. So you're like, okay. But this is a game. Now you're just playing for your livelihood. You're going to be evaluated. Like playoffs. No, nobody's worried about the playoffs. Now you could say, light at the end of the tunnel. Right now is you got to look in the mirror. Okay, where are you at? You want to be a pro player? Because everybody's evaluating what you're doing. And so what are you going to do come Giants, the Giants game? So you're really playing for your future. Now, Saints fans don't want to hear that, but then we're not mathematically out. But then you're so far behind the eight ball that it's so frustrating where we're at right now. And when you look at it, Alvin Kamara. I mean, Alvin Kamara is a flat-out stud. I mean, he's on pace, and I said this in the pregame. He ended up having like 119 total yards from scrimmage. He's on pace to have 1,900 yards. So that's money well spent to secure him for the future. He's on pace now to have 1,000 yards rushing for the first time in his career. He had 112. Basically 4.9, that's 5 yards a carry, and 23 carries. At first, I was thinking, boy, he was kicking ass in that first half. We had 12 carries for 80 yards, 6.7 yard average, and we got in the ball a little bit more at the end. But I was like, man, we got to just give the ball to Alvin more, when all said and done. And the difference, Matthew Stafford and Derek Carr, Derek Carr had 184 yards passing, Stafford had 183. But you look at the efficiency, quarterback rating, Stafford was 110, Carr's basically 86. What's the difference? Stafford had 2 touchdowns, Carr had 1. He protected the football. And So when all said and done, I'm looking at Taysom Hill. You know, we want to get him the football more. Hopefully, I don't know how his knee is and what's going to come about with that. But I think this is a game that you miss not having. Even though Valdes-Scantling, he got targeted three times. He had two catches. He had that, you know, that long of 28 yards, and he had that touchdown. You know, he averaged 18 yards when you break it down. And then, but other than that, it's like, okay, when you look at who Stafford was throwing to, Nacua or Cooper Kupp? Now, it wasn't a Cooper Kupp type game, considering right. what he's had in the past. He had three catches, 17 yards. But look at Nacua. He had five catches for 56 yards. So it wasn't like the Rams burned us like they did last year. Remember, we couldn't cover them last year? Last year, they had almost 500 yards of offense. I think, looking back, it was like maybe 470 or somewhere around that. So when you look at what all said and done total yards, no, we did. They only had 322, so I thought that'd be a win. But you know what we didn't do? We didn't take away the football. We didn't really stop them. But I thought when we tied the game 14-14, you're playing at home, the Saints are going to win. But I think it still goes down to finishing the game, and we could not stop the run. But we have not stopped the run this year. We gave up 5.5 yards a carry. We're coming in, we were giving up 5 yards a carry coming into this game. So it's a shame. You know, you got to make clutch plays. How you close out games is fourth down. And hey, like Dusanel said, this is true because I'm a big proponent of this red zone. They were 3 of 3, 100% red zone. We were 0 of 2. And we lost 21-14. Right there in goal to go, they were 3 of 3. You know, we're bending, don't break. When they got near the goal, I know they just ran over it. So, very, very frustrating. You know, they all count the same, whether you win or lose. And I thought our defense, the way they were playing the first half, said, damn, we're going to win this game. We're going to win. The Rams, explosive they've been, they had like 6 first downs. We had 12. Third down efficiency, we weren't good, but they were only 1 of 5, 20%. Like even Cam Jordan said, to start the game, we forced a 3-and-out. Like, ooh, that's a great sign. We forced a 3-and-out. We controlling the game, you know, almost 2-to-1, time of possession. We running the ball well. Matthew Stafford, I thought this is a misprint. He was 4 of 10 the first half at 23 yards. You know, so, but the Rams and Coach McVay, they figured out at halftime what they were going to do and what all said and done. And that didn't surprise me. I didn't say this yet, but Kyren Williams, if you look, what did he have? He had, okay, 6 carries for 42 yards the first half, for a 7-yard average. He had a long gain of 17. I guarantee they went at halftime. You know what? Why aren't we not giving him the ball
keep
more?
Keep pounding the rock, right.
Yes. So he ends up, so if you look at it, the second half he had 18 carries. So he ends up, he had 15 carries, I should say. So he ended up with, when you look at it, 104 yards total. And I guess that was some kind of form of this, like a coincidence. You know when they beat us last year in SoFi? You know how many yards he had? It's the exact same number. So he had 104 yards last year and 104 yards this year. And then when you look at it halftime, he only had 42. So I think, you know, you reflect back, okay, less of Matthew Stafford and maybe Nacua and Cooper Kupp and more. They said we should be able to run against the Saints team, and that's what they did, considering, like I said, the Saints coming in were giving up 5 yards a carry, and they end up getting 5.5 yards a carry when all said and done.